From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Missouri is set to execute Russell Bucklew on Tuesday. It'll be the first execution carried out by the state in 3 years. But as Jacqueline Driscoll reports, a petition that collected around 70,000 signatures is asking the governor to stop it.
Advocates don't believe Bucklew is an innocent man and admit his crimes are heinous. But due to his rare medical condition where tumors grow in his head, neck, and throat, they say executing him by lethal injection would be a cruel and unusual punishment. Bucklew asked for death by gas, but the U.S. Supreme Court rejected the request. Nimrod Chapel Jr., Missouri's president for the NAACP, says Bucklew is someone that should never be executed because of his condition.
He won't die as anticipated, as you would simply fade away. This will be a cruel and inhumane death, literally gurgling and dying on your own blood.
Medical professionals say Bucklew's tumors could burst, causing him to choke on his own blood. The governor's office says they will thoroughly review the case before any decision for clemency is made. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
At yesterday's UM System Board of Curators meeting, UM President Moon Choi focused on the system's commitment to improve in areas like online education, facilities, academic programs, teacher evaluation, and graduation rates. The board approved a preliminary 5-year capital plan. According to the Columbia Missourian, it includes construction projects that already are in the finance plan, as well as those that are early in development. MU has 4 projects in the planning process. They include creating a satellite boiler plant to provide steam to campus, removing Pickard Hall due to radium contamination, replacing the Veterinary Medical Diagnostic Laboratory, and replacing and redeveloping Neff Hall in the Journalism School. Missouri Governor Mike Parson says he's close to making his appointment to a 19-member body examining governance in St. Louis and St. Louis County. The Municipal League of Metro St. Louis gathered enough signatures to launch the Board of Freeholders. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson and St. Louis County Executive Sam Page appoint 18 out of 19 members. Parson makes the final selection. The GOP chief executive expects action soon to fill out the board that could present a city-county merger plan to voters.
We're going through that process. We know we're on the clock a little bit to get that done, so we'll be making sure that appointment gets made in a timely manner and that we try to get the right person in place.
Crewson nominated her 9 appointees on Monday. Page is expected to make his selection soon. Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley says the decrease in the state's life expectancy for the 6th straight year is a crisis. In a Senate floor speech yesterday, the Republican senator focused on deaths as a result of suicide and opioid abuse, which have sharply increased over the past decade. Hawley attacked lawmakers in Washington, D.C. for not taking action.
These numbers are tragic, but they are more than that. They are the signs of a crisis. We are witnessing the slow-motion collapse of the working class in America.
In 2018, Missouri's life expectancy decreased by 1/10 of a year, according to state data. Heart disease and cancer remain the state's 2 leading causes of death. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.